About 800 Americans are starting new jobs in Japan this summer. Many of them will work as assistant English teachers in Japanese public schools. The Japan Exchange and Teaching Program, known as JET, has been recruiting Americans since the 80s. The positions did take longer to fill this year. With the natural disasters and nuclear radiation crisis in Japan, more applicants than usual turned down offers to join the JET program. But Sam Covington isn't one of those. The 24-year-old from Arkansas is leaving for Japan this weekend. He'll be living in a city about 40 miles from the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Covington says he's excited to be going and dismisses any potential health risks.
I'm not at all nervous about radiation because they've got Geiger counters everywhere, so you know how much radiation is out there when you walk out the door.
Covington says in Fukushima, he hopes to work with refugees who lost their homes after the earthquake and tsunami in March. For NPR News, I'm Graham Shelby in Louisville.